It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited for my first guest here. I actually know her outside of the radio and professional world. I know her from the lovely gym I talk about all the time, Pink Iron, the all-female CrossFit box here in Los Angeles. But I'm so excited to have her because I saw a postcard once that said, oh, I'm going to botch it. But basically, it was about having spirituality. All right, so it was basically about, you know, having mindfulness and spirituality no matter what you're doing. And this particular postcard was actually about doing the dishes. It's basically, I'm going to mess it up. Divinity, why doing the dishes? Or something like that. It was, the alliteration was there. And it made me think, you know, because it's like, I know sometimes people go to meditate or they go to church or they go to temple or they go to certain, you know, symbolic places to have their spirituality. Or there's all these holidays that we have, religious holidays or spiritual holidays throughout the calendar year. But what would it be like to actually sort of be able to be in that space, no matter what the job was, no matter what you were doing? And this first guest actually wrote a book about, she's been a waitress for over 20 years. And it's basically about that. It is about being able to have spirituality and have that mindfulness and graciousness, I would say, no matter what you're doing, even serving tables and serving people. And boy, let me tell you something, in the service industry, and I don't care what it is, whether I'm in the service industry, I feel like I am. I mean, I'm a doctor. I have patients that come to see me and I feel like very much I serve them. And they're asking for it. They're wanting it, right? And if you go to a restaurant, you're also wanting to be served. And so I do think that in the service industry, though, it can get a little precarious, meaning it can definitely get a bit, what should we say? You know, people, you know, we all know we have our moments, we have our days that are not our finest. And maybe it's too difficult to take it out on, let's say, your dog or your spouse or, you know, what have you. But that person that you don't know, that you're not going to find any consequences with, etc., you're like, I'll take it on my waitress. So then there's that. Okay. Waiting for a guest here. And Kev, I need your help on this one. All right. Is she there?
No, I don't have your guest. I'm trying to get her right now.
Okay. So we're waiting for a guest, and I truly apologize for that because we are live right now, and it's going to be sometime perhaps, but I think it's really important, important subject, definitely important, important to understand that mindfulness is imperative no matter what you do, I believe. So I think that, I mean, there's definitely times where I have patients come in, right? And I empty my cup. I try to do anything I can to make them feel like they're getting their, not only their money's worth, but that they're getting served. I mean, the service industry, I believe, is something that is extremely rewarding because we can give in service, etc. And I think it can be extremely hard, you know, when it comes to not being able to, you know, anticipate what people's needs are or fulfill everybody's needs, or people are having a bad day and they kind of take it out on you. That is rough. So as soon as I get this guest on, and I guarantee you folks, if we can't get her on this segment, we're going to have her back because I think her book, is pretty amazing. It's an ebook. All right, Michelle, I've been chatting all by myself here without you. I'm just going to kick it to you. You got to tell me about your ebook. And you got to tell me about being a waitress for 20 years and finding the journey no matter what you do.
Well, Holly, thank you. It's lovely to talk to you. Basically, I wrote a book called A Waitress's Guide to Spirituality, and it was written technically for people who are living and working a job that isn't their life's passion. Now, it's been said that, you know, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life, but I see a lot of people out there working, and so while we're moving towards our life's passion, I figured if I just throw out some tips, tricks, and techniques that I've picked up over the years as a waitress and set it down in a little guidebook for the masses, because so many of us are working a job while we're working towards our life's passion.
Right. So, and as you said, I mean, you're dealing with tough customers, getting stiffed on tips, managing other people's energies, and you were able to not lose yourself and kind of keep that high. As when we were trying to get you on the line, I was talking, not so eloquently, I should say, about this particular thing, about really having the mindfulness and the spirit of what you learn, perhaps, or what you do when you meditate, or what you do when you go to yoga, or what you do when you go to temple or church or what have you, but have that no matter what.
Absolutely. It's really difficult when you're out there dealing with so many people's energy, and really people that you wouldn't necessarily bring in your life. You know, you wouldn't have them necessarily as your friends, people you have to work side by side with, people you have to wait on. And really what I've found and what has really helped me over the years is knowing that nothing is really about me except my reaction to everything. So I really have a power. I'm always in control of my particular energy. Some days it's harder than others, but the knowledge, just having the knowledge that I am always in control of my energy, regardless of what I'm interacting with, is super powerful.
It's super completely powerful. Yeah, and I think it's so interesting. Yeah. I mean, I think that's so helpful for folks just to that simple reminder, and we can lose it so easily. That simple reminder can be so empowering. That's like, look, we can't change a lot of things in our lives, but we do have the power, and we can change the way that we react, and then or help, hopefully throughout our time respond to them. I think that I learned a long time ago that there was a difference between reacting to something and actually being able to hold my head and most of the times my tongue and respond to it. So respond to it not out of you know, grit emotion, not out of knee-jerk reaction that is unconscious, but actually respond to it. So hey, if you got something to say,
absolutely.
You know, I learned that, yeah, you can always be authentic without being hurtful. And I've, you know, I still learn that. I mean, sometimes I still have knee-jerk reactions. Sometimes I still have grit emotions that control my quick responses, I should say. Maybe not reactions, but quick responses. So A Waitress's
Absolutely.
Guide to Spirituality, Finding Meaning in the Menial. Where can people grab this little goodie so they can have these tips that we unfortunately aren't able to talk about because these segments are, they kind of go quick. They're about 10 minutes long. So we're going to have you back for sure.
Understood.
But where can people find this?
Well, all the main players, of course, Amazon.com. If you have an e-reader, you can download the e-book. But it's also on Books on Demand, so you're welcome to order a hard copy. And so Amazon, of course, if you have a Kindle or a Nook, you can order it on Barnes & Noble. It's in every main retail store to either download. But if you want a hard copy, you have to go to Amazon. It's on Books on Demand at Amazon.com.
And so, Michelle, I know that you offer services. You've got a master's in clinical psychology. You're also a certified transformational life coach. Where can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can certainly go to my website at MichelleOkta.com.
Okay, that's Michelle. I gotta take us away. This is Michelle Okta. That's AKDA.com. I am Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine, and we're talking about finding meaning, in the menial with Michelle Okta, A Waitress's Guide to Spirituality. We'll be right back.